Commentator Dawn Turner Trice traded her city life for the comfort of the suburbs. Still, she's sorry that doing what's best for her family isn't necessarily what's best for the city she left behind.
Our house sits on 3 acres of land, much of it's wooded. We love the wildflowers that take over the northern portion of the property, the peace and quiet that surround us, and the neighbors with whom we've swapped house keys. Our daughter attends a public school where the student body is racially and economically diverse. It's a safe place where she can grow intellectually and where the pursuit of becoming a great human being isn't trumped by the pursuit of earning top grades. My husband and I drive into the city for work and to visit the fabulous museums and restaurants. My friend Bruce, whom I've known since we attended the same city grade school, jokingly calls us defectors. Bruce lives in one of Chicago's most blighted communities. He's a divorced professional who's rearing a son and a daughter. Though his children are extremely bright, they attend a school that's considered failing. More than half the students aren't performing at grade level. Bruce could afford to live in a suburb or a more affluent city neighborhood where the schools are thriving. Under the No Child Left Behind law, his children could be bused to another school. But he's decided to stay put. He believes with such conviction that if everybody simply picks up and moves, there will be no role models for the kids whose families don't have the same choices. So he tutors at school as often as he can and coaches sports teams as though it's his religion. He's even converted a few neighborhood street toughs. And whatever the school doesn't provide for his own kids, Bruce is prepared to stand in the gap. His house is filled with well-worn books, and he constantly charts his children's progress. He's certain that, with his help, they will be well-prepared for college and for life. Bruce tells me that he hopes someday we'll uproot from suburbia and move back to the city, too. I admire him, but I can't say that'll happen anytime soon. Chicago is better off than many other cities. It still has a handful of public schools that serve as main attractions. But a handful isn't enough to hold on to the middle class. Many American cities are welcoming places for singles and empty nesters, but they're failing families with school-aged children. It's too bad so many parents have to choose between what's best for the community and what's best for their families. Either way, I suppose, Bruce and my husband and I are the lucky ones. We can make that choice.
Commentator Dawn Turner Trice is the author of the novel Only Twice I've Wished for Heaven.